It's 8:36, 24 before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you're like me and you're getting more disillusioned with some of the hosts and programs on the Fox News channel, you may want to, you know, click on over to Newsmax TV. They're growing on me. And they're growing on the rest of the country. Joining us now is the brains, the genius behind Newsmax and their multimedia platforms and Newsmax TV, Chris Ruddy. Chris, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you guys for having me on. And I'm not sure I've ever been described as having brains or being a genius, but that's pretty darn good. That's a good way to start my morning in Baltimore.
Chris, I was taking notes on that so I can make sure I refer to you properly in the future.
Well, you know what? There's some risk involved here, but, you know, it seems to be paying off. You're now approaching the overtake Fox Business Network by the end of this year. So to what do you owe the success so far, and what are your plans going forward?
Well, look, I think everybody realizes Fox has been around a long time. It's a good product. I like Fox, but I think the country is not well served. Imagine there was only one radio station in Maryland or in the United States. We think, you know, hey, wait a minute, shouldn't there be a little more diverse voices? I think the country benefits when there are more conservative voices. We started Newsmax.com, started 20 years ago. As you know, it's a very popular website, digital media company. And about 6 years ago, we launched a Newsmax TV channel. People said, you'll never get on any cable system. We are now on every major cable system. We're on Xfinity. We're on in Maryland, Fios and WOW and all the DirecTV, Dish. Every one of them carries us, and most on their basic platform. So we're reaching about 70 million people. I think people are tuning in. That we have really great hosts at night. 6 o'clock, we start with Sean Spicer. We have Greg Kelly, who's a fantastic host, used to be at Fox News. His father was the New York City Police Commissioner. Chris Salcedo, another great host. So a lot of people are tuning in because, you know, there's a lot of views and opinions that just not aired on Fox, and And in some cases, they've been outright critical of President Trump. And while we do want to have criticism at Newsmax, if you tune into shows like CNN and MSNBC, they'll have just 100% criticism of the president. So I think that the public are voting, and I think we will overtake Fox Business News as our first milestone this year.
That being said, is your understanding that Newsmax will be basically a niche product then, Chris, that you won't go for a broad-based audience, but you're very targeted on a specific audience?
Well, we're targeting the whole country. We're targeting every American. I think Fox has gone more to the right, and Newsmax is going to appeal to even some of those independent voters in the Midwest, independent viewers. So we're open. We openly admit we have a conservative perspective, but we're open to other points of view. We have liberals that come on Newsmax, but we have some great hosts. Michelle Malkin's been part of Newsmax and has a show that's starting this weekend. We have Mike Huckabee has a show. Alan Dershowitz is a frequent guest, comes on Newsmax a lot more than he does on Fox News. And he's a well-known liberal, as you know.
Mm-hmm. That being said, and I think this is all part of the growing business model. But you, and again, you don't have a really heavy prime time lineup as of yet, and I think that's the key for any cable television network or any television network for that matter. But if you, and this happens all the time in radio, that's why I'm asking this question, Chris. If you were to target one of the talents over at Fox News Channel, who would it be? Who would you want to target and bring over to your stable?
I'm not sure there's anyone over there that we would pick to bring over to Newsmax. You know, Fox is Fox, and as I said, I think it's a good product. They do what they do, and we are looking at a lot of new talent to come into Newsmax. We'll be making some announcements, but it's very perceptive that you pick up. We actually don't have a primetime lineup, an original primetime. We start up our near prime at 5 o'clock and with Salcedo, then we go to Spicer, then we go to Kelly, and then we re-air those shows in prime time. So what's amazing is that we have had so much ratings gain. We're up almost 200%, nearly 300% in 6-7 months without having a primetime lineup, which, you know, is usually the start. So that actually, the 8 o'clock show is going to be launching very soon with an announcement. And then we're going to have a another host at 9 coming on in September. And we're going to fill up the lineup by October 1. So that's all coming. And we're really thrilled that so many people are tuning in. And they like the shows. They're just watching. If you tune in now. And we're on all of these small, Maryland's famous for a lot of small cable systems. Mm-hmm. And Edom and Armstrong and Atlantic and Fios and Mediacom and Schurz and Wow. Wow is actually in Baltimore. And we're on all of those stations.
So you're accessible to pretty much everybody in our listening audience.
I think so. I think we cover Maryland pretty darn well.
Why the slow rollout?
We cover it so much. We should change it to Newsmax Maryland, I think.
Which is the same thing you say when you talk to people in Pennsylvania, right? I mean, Newsmax Pennsylvania.
you just outed me on that. Sorry.
That's the brains part. Come on. And some watch on over the OTT, over the streaming services, Roku, Sling, all those are YouTube, I guess, are all available. Although, again, you want to be a little bit concerned about some of these social media companies that don't seem to be too friendly to conservatives. Does that bother you?
Well, I wouldn't say they're too friendly. I would say they're the enemy.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys, Twitter and Facebook and Google, these guys are all bad guys. They all have very, very strong political agendas, and they're very out to get the Trump president. I mean, I could give you a litany of things they're up to and doing. And I think the great thing about Newsmax is, you know, if you go on to your cell phone or a device to try to your computer to watch Fox, you can't. You need a subscription or need to be part of a cable system. Newsmax is actually available on 150 million devices. You go to your iPhone or Android and you just go into this store and you put in Newsmax TV. You can download our free app and watch us anywhere in the world, at an airport, a train station, in your car. So we are getting millions and millions of viewers, and that's not counted. And I believe if it was counted in our viewership, we would be surpassing Fox Business at this time.
Yeah,
but
good point.
Viewership is very strong, and people are, you know, we have to go around the gatekeepers, and you're absolutely right. People like Facebook and Twitter, look at what they're doing on Twitter, where somebody just questions the hydroxychloroquine issue. They're being banned. One of our medical doctors, Dr. Samadi, he's our medical contributor, he was on Fox quite a bit through the years. He's on Newsmax now. He says that there is legitimate evidence that if you take hydroxychloroquine early, that it can be helpful for some people. And you know, the major study that was used to discredit it actually was discredited itself. It was a flawed study. They used phony cases, and they actually published it in The Lancet, and they had to retract it. So I'm not saying hydroxychloroquine is good or bad. I'm just saying that the public has a right to know the positives and the negatives, and it shouldn't be some Twitter social media manager deciding they're not going to post it because the president supports it.
Very good. Chris Ruddy, Newsmax TV, best of luck, best wishes for you. Thanks for coming on.
Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Chris.
Have a great day. That's Chris Ruddy of Newsmax TV.